Here we go.
Virgin Mornings.
My show.
Rise and shine, everybody.
Waking up early.
On 99.9. Get out of bed. Virgin Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Friday.
Yay. Woo-woo.
15 degrees is going to go to 19 today. It should be rainy by this evening. Tomorrow morning, sunny for Thanksgiving. We thought it was going to be rainy all day.
Then it's going to rain.
It will. Yeah. A little bit of sun tomorrow morning, and then, Saturday, Sunday, mostly rain in the afternoon. Monday, nice and warm. And I feel like on Thanksgiving, like Easter, you know, you got to spend the first day or two with your family.
Yeah.
But that Monday can always be yours.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. Monday, 23 degrees and sunny,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Now, I hope everybody's super pumped. We got 5K a day coming up at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, I want to check in with the crew who is in a really good mood this morning. TJ, what's on your mind?
I was until I read what Lululemon is selling, a mirror home workout tool. So it's a mirror most of the time, but then when you turn it on, it becomes like a workout app.
Yes.
So it projects an image onto the screen, and it shows you how to work out.
That's
the idea
cool.
of being it can hide That's all neat. Your workout centers in your home.
They've had this in the States, and I've had a couple friends try to buy it. First off, it's really expensive.
Oh, I bet
oh,
it is.
Shocking.
But second, it wasn't available in Canada. I wonder if, because it was literally just called Mirror.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lululemon just bought it and then are bringing it to Canada, which is awesome, by the way. I think that's a really cool idea.
Seems that way?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Just buy the technology, right? It's amazing.
It's also going to be in store on November 22nd.
There you go. Jax, what's up with you?
I'm going to my girlfriend's mom's house for a little Thanksgiving dinner this weekend, and I need to do a quick round the room. Is it scalloped or scalloped potatoes, boys?
Scalloped.
The second one.
Okay. Scalloped?
Scalloped.
Okay, so I've been saying it wrong for 33 years.
Yes, you have.
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Producer Leah, what's up?
Well, Jax was supposed to take me home yesterday from the show home.
How did you get home?
I'm just letting you know. I just got home.
No.
Yeah. I just arrived 20 minutes ago.
She walked.
You didn't know that.
We were in Oakville yesterday for the Princess Margaret Grand Prize show home. What a spectacular house.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
By the way, the grand prize draw for that, that condo, the downtown condo with the Leafs and the Raptors and the TFC season tickets and $75,000, that's tonight. So go to PrincessMargaretLotto.com for that. Now, how much do we love Keanu Reeves?
Oh, so much.
A lot. Oh, a lot.
We love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Not only is he Canadian, and he was in The Matrix and looks great in leather pants, but beyond all of that, he just seems like a genuinely great guy.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Canada's Walk of Fame, which admittedly, I really could care less about. I care about Canada's Walk of Fame because Keanu will now be on it, and it's because of his acceptance speech, which he did over Zoom.
Yeah.
Gonna play it for you in two songs, 6:10. You are just gonna wanna hug him through the screen. It's unbelievable. We'll get to that right now. Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How much do we love Keanu Reeves?
So
love
much.
Him.
We love him.
More than I love anybody else in my life.
I mean, that's a big TJ, that's a really
Is that too far?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he'd appreciate the love just based on who he is, but to be honest with you, I think that's a lot. We need to unpack that maybe off the air.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Keanu, because he's had an unbelievable career. He's in Speed, he was in The Matrix.
Speed 2.
John Wick is one of the best movie franchises of all time. John Wick needs more love. What happened to his puppy was completely unfair.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about his puppy.
So Keanu is also behind the scenes, or I guess in the public eye, he's very, very, very humble.
Yes.
And he was given a spot on Canada's Walk of Fame. Now, I have to tell you this. Canada's Walk of Fame is largely ignored by Canadians.
Yes.
Myself included. But here's the thing. It's got some incredible names on it. And it's a shame because we really are a tiny country that culturally punches above its weight. We've got an incredible amount of music and comedy and writing and acting. Lots of entertainment comes from Canada. And YouTubers, there's a ton of YouTubers from Canada that all move to the States because they want to make it even bigger than that. But
because we eat our own.
That's right.
That's why.
So when people get a Canada's Walk of Fame star, it's usually like a bit of a hard thing to get them to do anything for it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, this isn't really, you know, it's not the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What do I care? I want you to hear Keanu Reeves' speech about him being accepted and getting a spot on Canada's Walk of Fame, which, by the way, he probably deserved like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But here we are. You are just going to want to hug him.
Hi, I'm Keanu Reeves. And thank you for the incredible honor for including me in the Canadian Walk of Fame. They asked me to share how I felt when I first heard about this. And Well, my hands, my palms are sweaty, my heart's beating, and frankly, I'm overwhelmed. But I just want to say thank you, and it's a great, great honor, and an honor to be included with so many other great Canadians. And I'm just so grateful. I'm really grateful to having grown up in the culture of Canada and to grow up in Toronto and to have that childhood. And it's so much a part of who I am and part of the best parts of who I am. So thank you. Thank you very much.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, that guy gets a hug for sure.
Yeah. He's been gone so long, he calls it Toronto now.
Yeah, he doesn't say Toronto, it's Toronto.
Oh, that's so lovely, though. Like, you can hear how humbled and excited he is.
Yes.
Through his voice.
Absolutely. And that's what's so cool. Yeah. Like, it, you know, it. We've had a lot to reconcile as a country.
Yeah.
And we still do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you when you have things like that, you are reminded that this is a special place to live. We got a lot of improvements to do. We've got to, we absolutely need to, as you know, with our minority communities, our Indigenous communities, bring people in and make this the country that we believe it can be. Mm-hmm. But when you hear stuff like that, you realize that, yeah, this is still a pretty special place.
Yep. Yeah.
Work to do, but a special place already. So congrats to Keanu Reeves, and I want to cry
sweet.
A little bit.
I know. No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Thanksgiving this weekend. And, you know, I got to tell you, there's like, pretty much everybody has some version of the same thing for Thanksgiving. Like, you know, what you're going to eat. It's a lot of people, it's turkey and just mashed potatoes. And there's some sort of maybe squash. And then there's something green like peas or green beans.
A mushy vegetable of some sort.
Yeah, 100%.
Brussels sprout.
Yeah, it could be that. Love, and then like, here's a dollop of cranberry sauce. Everybody's like, oh, my Thanksgiving is so special.
Yeah.
Everybody's Thanksgiving's pretty much the same.
It is.
Except if you go to producer Leah's house.
Yes.
Then it's a little bit different. So can you explain to us, and we want to throw this out to you if you're listening at 999-999 or 416-872-9999, your Thanksgiving food selection is truly unique. Producer Leah, kick us off.
A lot of the things that you just mentioned are actually what we do have on our table, except they're jerked.
Everything's jerked.
Everything's jerked.
Oh, yes.
We're really Jamaican.
Okay.
We're exactly what you would expect a real Jamaican's house to look like.
Okay.
So, turkey. Jerk turkey.
Jerky.
Jerk?
No, well.
But not really.
Well, not actually.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You took it back immediately.
What else can you jerk? I thought jerk was just like mostly meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shrimp.
Oh!
Jerk shrimp?
For Thanksgiving?
Damn. You better believe it.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
Jerk lobster.
Oh.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Surf and turf over here.
We're serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
No, we really, really like to celebrate our palates, to be honest. That's what I'd like to.
So can you get wild with it? Can you do like jerk stuffing, jerk mashed potatoes?
There's no point in doing that, though, because we already have the jerk meats.
Yes.
Right. So you have to keep something, not jerk.
Yeah.
That's have some contrast.
We have, you know, the regular green beans, you know, the regular, like, sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
But the jerk meat is everything. And then, on top of it, instead of a pumpkin pie, we do rum cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Delicious.
Decadent.
You ever had rum cake?
I think so.
I don't think you have. And I'm going to bring it in for you.
Trust me, if you've had rum
you'd
cake, you'd know.
It's incredible.
It is.
Or what maybe
is
you wouldn't cake? Because you actually do kind of get intoxicated by
it. Okay, so tell us about rum cake. What's it taste like? Why do you make it? Do you know anything about
it? Yes, I never make it.
Okay.
I don't do anything, by the way, with Thanksgiving. It's all just me eating what they provide me.
Excellent.
The rum cake is decadent. It's moist. It's dank. It's filled with rum.
Yum.
Like, really.
Oh, it legitimately has booze in it. Oh,
TJ's definitely interested now. There you go.
Yeah. Tons of rum.
Bring some in. Tuesday morning.
Okay. See, she goes with Appletons.
You can only eat after.
If it was me, and this is, Jamaicans are going to hate me for this, I would say Mount Gay, but that's Barbados, so we can't have.
No, we do hate you.
Oh, no, you were right.
I'll say that again.
So we wanted to ask you at 416-872-9999. Usually, you know, for my family, the color is brown that's on the plate. It's like a light, watery brown.
Different shades of beige.
Tell us what you eat at Thanksgiving that's completely different from everybody else. And don't say the sweet potatoes with the mushroom, or not mushrooms, marshmallows sugar? On
oh.
top.
Oh, what? That's weird.
Like, who does that? Who
well,
does that?
It's, yeah. I mean, it's good, but like everybody does it. You it's gotta, like, let's get crazy here.
Yeah.
What's the Thanksgiving thing we should add this year that you're like, trust me, it's the best Thanksgiving thing that we do, and it's legitimately completely different. Right now, Camila Cabello. So don't go yet. This is Virgin Mornings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Thanksgiving, but different. You know, most of us have some variation of turkey, some sort of green boiled vegetable, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, squash, whatever it is. But your family does it a little different. Everybody's family's like, no, my Thanksgiving is really special. And most families like, yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah, it's not that yeah. crazy.
But your family's legitimately different. Obviously, we've got producer Leah in here.
Yeah.
Jamaican family, everything's jerked. And the thing is, what I love yeah. about you is you have lobster and shrimp along with a turkey.
I love that.
They treat us right.
Oh, jealous.
I'm in for a bit of a cultural Thanksgiving dinner myself this weekend.
Okay, what are you going to have?
My girlfriend's family are celiac. So... A lot of what we're having is
gluten-free. Oh, ooh, a nice gluten-free toast.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So I get it, is what I'm saying. I get it.
Yeah. You're right there with me.
What do we got on the text, TJ?
We got a text from the 905. We have next morning stuffing waffles with leftovers for breakfast.
Oh, that's incredible.
You put the leftover stuffing mix with an egg and add some water, put it into a waffle maker and cook it.
That sounds so good.
Whoa.
Put an egg on anything, right?
That is brilliant.
Yeah. I want that
stuffing
right
stuffing on
now.
Everything.
Yes.
Stuffing really is the best.
Yeah.
Another text from the 416. Oh, I'm going to butcher this word, so I'm sorry. Portuguese churrascaera?
I don't know.
Actually, it didn't go as bad as I thought it would. The potato balls, rice, throw in some green stuff / vegetables.
Oh.
And then who needs pumpkin pie when you got a huge Portuguese custard tart for dessert?
Yeah. Yes, Portuguese
a
custard
huge
tarts.
One.
I used to live next door to a Portuguese bakery, and I had a bit of a...
Yeah? What would happen?
I had a bit of a relationship with that place. Portuguese best bakery.
They kept them in business.
Yeah.
Alicia from the 416 says, I also have regular traditional Thanksgiving. With turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, etc. But we add on for our Guyana heritage, including but not limited to curry and roti, peas and rice, and pepper pot on the side.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's pepper pot?
It's a meat dish. We don't do it in Jamaica, but Guyana and I believe Trinidad does it as well. And it's just filled with spice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Like ground
right
meat.
Up your alley, TJ.
Love spice.
Does it have ketchup on it?
Yeah.
Might be a little spicy.
Can I get it with a tall glass of milk to cool off my palate?
Blast me, TJ.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Convenience stores in Ontario are calling on the government to let them sell booze within their stores. The Convenience Industry Council of Canada is calling on the Ontario government to allow flexibility in selling beer, wine, and coolers at local convenience stores. Their plan, it sounds, is selling 100% made in Ontario products as a way to help get more business after the pandemic. I've never really understood why we don't have that, especially since we have it in grocery stores now. It just seems to make sense.
Because Ontario... We do. Here's the thing in Ontario. We do sort of treat ourselves like we're children, even when we're adults. There's some old rules that were based on like 50, 60 years ago and our views on booze.
Yeah.
And it's outdated. It's time. Well, it's like, remember you couldn't drink before noon at the airport?
Yeah. Or, I remember that.
It was like stupid. Like,
stores
why?
Were legitimately closed on Sundays up till like not that long ago,
yeah,
weren't they?
100%. Listen, let's be straight. They're old puritanical laws.
Yeah.
That's what our society originally was. And now things have changed.
Yeah. I, too, know what puritanical means. But I don't know what Jack says. Can you explain it to her?
Well, shall we say very conservative.
All right. See? Don't worry, Jax. We got it now. The ideal workplace has these three things. This is according to a new poll from my favorite website on earth, studyfinds.org.
Oh, God. Man. So it's not going to be legitimate.
He's doing this.
Yeah. The ideal work environment has a nice selection of plants, lots of bright colors, and, quote, a decorative stationery. I mean, you know, like pens and notepads and et cetera. They also make your space look really nice. So if you want to have a nice workplace, get a plant and a nice post-it note.
You know, I got to say, I'm looking around the studio. We got a shade of brown and another shade of brown. It's beautiful.
I can't wear red or brown in here because I match the walls.
Red and beige together at last, eh? The next fashion trend is clothes that don't exist.
Yeah.
They're now digital fashion stores that will sell digital outfits. the store simply Photoshop onto a customer's photos or videos that they can post on social media. Now, this might sound silly, but you have to think. We've been pretty much locked in our homes for the past 18 months. Instead of spending a bunch of money on an outfit that you can only wear the once a week that you're allowed to go out, how about you just put it on all of your social media posts anyway, because that's how people absorb your content.
That's true.
Like, realistically, more people you know are going to see it on social media than will actually see you in person.
That's true. But listen, you want to feel sexy in what you're wearing, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you want to feel hot?
Absolutely.
It feels hot. If it's good to
feel
hot.
Absolutely.
Why, I only wear bathrobes.
Great.
Good breathe. They can breathe well. Okay. That's what's trending on PJ.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, please, let's not continue
all
to
right.
stay here.
Yeah.
All right. Now, a couple things. 5K a day, 8 o'clock. So what that means is we announce a winner, which should be you, $5,000. You get $5,000. If it's not you today, that's okay. We can get you signed up for Monday. We'll give you a keyword right after we announce the winner. 8 o'clock on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You probably heard the name Brian Landry. And he's a guy who's on the run, if you don't know. So he and his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, were Instagram influencers. And they were traveling the United States in a van. And she disappeared. And he just showed up in Florida and wouldn't cooperate with police, was hanging out at his parents' house.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden fled, and they found Gabby's remains. Yeah. And obviously they suspect foul play and they want to talk to him.
Yeah.
So here's the problem with Brian Landry. Guy is young and shaved his head.
Yeah.
But also has a, it's not a goatee, it's like a full sort of beard. Right?
Yeah, bro beard.
Scruff.
Yeah.
The problem here is that there's a lot of people that look like that. And it's a bit, you know, he's a bit generic white guy looking.
Yeah, he is.
So you can have you can have him look like a bunch of other people who look like him.
He looks, you know when like you start a new video game and they give you like the generic character?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yes. A young, gruff Mr. Clean is what I think he looks
like. There you go. Yeah. There's a great description. Yeah. So the problem is that all over North America right now, because there's actually rumors that this guy was in Toronto. All over North America right now, there are quote-unquote spottings. And police will be called, and they'll show up, and they will question and basically harass these guys that look, that just happen to have a bald head and a beard. And unfortunately, too, a lot of these guys are saying that people are pointing them out on the streets.
Yeah.
They're going, doesn't he look like, isn't that the guy?
Hey, are you,
Yeah. So now they're selling these t-shirts that say, and this is really dark, but I just thought it was kind of funny. I'm not Brian Landry, I'm just bald.
Yeah. But he would wear that.
You
know
might.
What I mean?
Yeah,
yeah,
he might wear that. Ooh, maybe it was his idea.
Yeah.
Now there's
hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, that's right.
This story, and we kind of avoided talking about it because it is extremely dark. We were talking about the disappearance of somebody and their death.
Mm-hmm.
But it has become this whole internet thing to the point where it's like, remember Making a Murder? Remember how that was such a phenomena? It's become that on TikTok, only it's crowdsourced. And there was a viral video yesterday of his parents in Florida at their flower bed in their backyard. And people think that he is living in their flower bed.
Underneath the dirt.
With a straw.
With a straw.
With a straw so he can breathe.
But you can, like, because I watched this 70 times last night, this video. Oh. You can kind of see a hand coming up. And I love a good conspiracy theory.
Oh, good.
You can kind of see his hand coming up. And then his parents notice that the drone's there. And then they take off.
Yeah.
And whether or not it's because they saw a drone in the backyard and that's invasive.
Yeah.
Or because their son is living in the bed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What would Thanksgiving be if we were not ranking top threes about it? Right? Would it even exist? If we didn't have a hot debate about Thanksgiving-related items?
Very important research, always.
Today is the most important day of Thanksgiving. This is Rate Your Plate. As in, you got to give us the top three items on your plate, because there's going to be about 16. That's the rule with Thanksgiving. You must have 16 different things. And if you don't take the one that your aunt made, then she's going to look at you across the table the entire time and go, hey! You gonna get that when you go up for seconds? And you're like, yeah, sure.
Getting the parsnips on?
Yeah. All right. So, starting with
We're going with garlic mashed potatoes with cream cheese in them, okay? When the potatoes are so whipped and so, like, mashed that they become almost like a pudding, that's when I'm interested.
All right.
Delicious.
TJ?
I have a similar one, but my family does it a little bit different, Jax. Also mashed potatoes.
Okay.
But they put them under the broiler in the oven, so it gets like a crust on top, and it is so good. And my Nana does it, and she's the best.
Love that.
Shout out Nana Pat.
Guys, number three for me, it's gonna be stuffing.
No, I don't. We're not doing this again.
Stuffing, I love.
We're not doing this.
None of this box stuff either.
I don't like stuffing.
I want stuffing. Yeah, so that's wrong.
Yeah.
I want stuff. None of the box stuffing, because that's what I made as a bachelor. I want the stuffing that took its time inside the bird, that did some push-ups.
I don't.
That was
like
ready
how you
to
wear
go.
Yeah.
Trained for hours to be that delicious. Number three, stuffing.
Gravy. Just gravy in general. It's not really a side. It's not really something on your plate. It's on top of your plate. I would maybe sneak some little spoonfuls of gravy.
Would you now?
Like a soup.
Would you take like the spoon that was the gravy spoon? You know what they
have? And lick it like an ice cream cone? Yes, I would.
And you would put it back in?
That's what you're going to ask me,
at
right?
At family dinners?
No, no, no. Sometimes. I was a child.
I'm never eating at Jackson.
No,
I was a child.
No,
was a child. I was a child.
Number three, pardon me, number two, Pillsbury croissants. Because that was my mom's contribution to our big family dinners.
Yeah.
And my mom, I told you this the other day, had a problem with burning food for a little while there. And she'd always slightly burn the Pillsbury croissants, bless her. And but now, I can't eat a Pillsbury croissant unless it's slightly burned.
It's
and it tastes
a
like
crisp.
A simpler time.
Yeah. Crust on it, okay.
Number three for me. What's that? Who's calling? Is it nature's most flexible side dish? Ladies and gentlemen, it's mashed potatoes, which should have been way higher on your list.
Okay, but how do you make them? How do you make them?
Well, here's the thing. Okay. You make them any way you want. Do you want to put cheese in there? Do you want to put cream cheese in there? Do you want to put herb and garlic cream cheese in there? Do you want to just put garlic in? Tons of butter, spices. You can do anything you want with mashed potatoes, my friend.
You're killing me.
Literally everything. And that is why they are number two on the list.
A white dinner roll with margarine on it. That's my number one.
The sponge of the plate.
The sponge of the plate, because that's the thing. Is like, not only is it soft on my sensitive teeth, but I can also collect everything with it afterwards. It's like a little dust buster.
Honestly, that's the way you clean your plate, so that when you bring your plate up and you actually have to clean Thanksgiving, you don't have to clean
that
much.
Yeah, it's working smarter,
so
not harder.
So good.
Number one, and it's not even a discussion, it's stuffing. Anyone who doesn't think stuffing is not only the number one thing that you eat at Thanksgiving, big family dinners, or just frankly on this planet, is just wrong, and I won't argue with you.
Okay.
When I first started in radio and I was making no money, I used to buy the box stuffing, and I heard your little spiel about how box stuffing doesn't count. You're wrong about that too. So I used to cook it because I would eat the box packages for dinner.
Do you eat the inside of pillows too, or
box stuffing always used to give me like heartburn too. There's something in that. There's something not good.
There are a lot of things in there.
Number one for me, turkey.
Oh,
listen,
I kind of forgot about turkey.
Turkey is the reason we're there. It's the anchor, and turkey always gets a bad rap because everybody eats white meat turkey and they're like, it's dry. I don't understand. I gotta put gravy on it. Well, that's because you ignored the other side of the plate, as most people do.
Dark meat.
Dark meat turkey.
I love a turkey. Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you. Dark meat turkey is not only delicious night of, but it's the stuff that you use in turkey soup, on turkey sandwiches. People don't like it because you gotta, you know, peel it off and really work for it.
Yeah.
But the greatest things in life are not easy. You must work for them. Dark meat you must work for to avoid the gristle.
That last part was a strange
It was a leap.
Listen,
it was
not a leap. It's the truth. You must work for your dark meat, but when you get it,
it's
when you
it.
Get it, it's the greatest thing ever. You put that on a toasted sandwich, a little bit of mayo the next day, and a little cranberry sauce, and you have yourself the greatest sandwich of all time, along with a little turkey soup. So here's the question. Now that you've heard our top three, what's yours? Hit us up. It's Ranksgiving. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now,
it's a real turkey.
If you've missed Ranksgiving, essentially the idea here is you can't do Thanksgiving without power ranking.
Damn right.
Things about it. So we're asking you to rate your plate, as in What are the top three things on your plate? Because you know there's going to be like 16. TJ, what do we got on text?
I'm going to start with Chantel, whose top three were apple pie, which counts as a dessert, but, you know, chase your dreams.
Yum.
Number two, whipped garlic mashed potatoes with cheese.
Yes, my girl. Tex-Mex in there. Kraft? No, that was just my mother.
What did you do?
She would put Kraft Tex-Mex in the cheese, but now I just realize how white I'm sounding. And cream cheese.
Yeah, it's a little bit of spice to it, eh?
Yeah. It was a little tangy for me.
Can we get back to Chantel's list?
Yep. Also, hold on. The Tex-Mex cheese with a little bit of Mexican spice in it, too?
It had one chili flake in
it. Yeah! All right, anyway, keep going.
White people taco night. And number one was honey glazed ham for Chantel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another text from the 519. Stuffing, Pillsbury croissant rolls. But nothing hits harder on Thanksgiving than the Caesar salad.
Oh,
extra dressing. Hell yeah. Bacon bits in there. Give it to me.
The bigger the Caesar salad, the better it is. Like, the bigger the portion size. Yeah. In the bowl, I mean.
Yeah.
Because they just throw in the sauce.
A lot of fresh pepper on that.
From the 705. Stuffing, mashed sweet potatoes at number two with marshmallows broiled on top.
No.
And number one, cranberry sauce and everything. May I, for a moment?
Would you like the pulpit?
Cranberry sauce is trash.
I am with you on that 100%.
It's like a pudding.
Homemade you know what I always love? No. When people get it from the can and it just falls out in a cylinder.
Looks like Jell-O. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
It's disgusting.
It's Jell-O with hard stuff in it.
I don't trust it.
No. Not into it.
Madison in the 905. Number three, turkey skin.
Yes.
I love the skin.
Crispy.
Number two, mashed potatoes. You're all wrong. It's the absolute best thing about Thanksgiving. Yum. But the number one is a turnip.
Okay. Now, a couple things I want to say about turkey. Okay. First off, the only time cranberry sauce is good is on a turkey sandwich. Number two, here's how we're doing it this way. So my girlfriend is a baker and a cooker. She loves this stuff. So she puts butter all over the turkey underneath the skin.
Yeah.
And it comes out of this crispy.
Thing. That's how you're supposed to. You're supposed
I've
to like
never
douse
seen
it.
That before.
And then also halfway through the cook, especially if it's a large one, put even more butter on.
Yeah,
and if you think you're putting too much butter on, you're not.
Exactly.
Just put even more on.
So excited. Yeah.
Too much butter. You gotta put too much butter on it. It's just right. Last text here from the 519. My uncle will literally fight people over the turkey neck. It's his favorite part. I don't think he has to fight anyone. I think he can.
I love the turkey neck.
I have never eaten a turkey
neck. Yeah, it's like super, super meaty. It's very rich.
Something about eating a neck just feels very unbecoming.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I'd try it.
Okay.
So, wait, do you have to, when you're buying a turkey, does it come with the neck? Or do you have to buy a specific neck turkey?
You can get it different. Like, it's usually when it comes with the giblets or giblets. Like, it's one
the
or the other.
The neck is a part of the giblets. Yeah.
Is it giblets or giblets?
I don't know what that is.
I always said it with a soft G.
Either way, neck and giblets or giblets is making me
very
uncomfortable.
It's a thing inside in a bag.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Anyway, give her uncle the neck or he'll fight you.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Woo!
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Lululemon has launched a mirror home workout tool in Canada. So picture a mirror, but then you like touch a button and all of a sudden there's a workout video being projected onto the mirror and you work out in front of it so you can see yourself, but you can also see something in it like a TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
The mirror provides full-length reflections for most of the time and then you turn it on. It offers virtual live classes and pre-recorded ones 24/7 with workouts such as yoga, kickboxing, cardio, strength, meditation, and bar. So we only have the U.S. pricing right now. Apparently it costs $1,500 plus U.S. Woo! So that's what, like $2,000 Canadian. And it's a $40 monthly subscription to the class. So that's probably what, like $50?
I don't know. That's not that crazy, like to get the actual equipment
in
your house.
It's not. The thing that stresses me most about this is who will hang this mirror for me, because I'm terrible at hanging things. Terrible.
It won't come with an installation person.
No, of course
I guarantee
that.
It's available in Canada on November the 22nd. Singles make less money than those in relationships. They did a bunch of research on this and they found that the correlation between relationship status and income was most pronounced among men. In 2019, the median annual income for single men was $35,600, while the median annual income for a married man or a man living with a partner was $57,000.
Oh.
So another reason to get locked up is you can make more money, I guess. I don't know if this is combined household income. That seems to make more sense to me. The name of Ontario's vaccine passport app has air quotes, leaked. I say leaked because it's like, it's for movies and stuff. Yeah, but people think it's boring. Of course, this is the enhanced vaccine certificate. So the QR code that businesses will read to let you in and whatever. That's coming out on the 22nd of October.
What do you want?
Do you want it to have a coloring book? It's a vaccine passport.
But people on Twitter were so mad. It's called Verify Ontario. They're like, it's so boring.
I think we need a hobby. Collectively,
I want something to be boring. Everything has been a mess over the past couple.
I like boring. It's been way too interesting the last 5 years.
It has.
Yeah, I'm over it. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, 5K a day. That's interesting, right? $5,000 in your bank account. We will announce the winner at 8 o'clock, and then if it's not you, we'll get you signed up for Monday with a keyword.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just want to shout out Aaron on Instagram, who tagged us in a this is crazy. There is a Thanksgiving / Christmas pizza.
Yeah,
pardon
isn't there?
Me. Yeah. It's in Hamilton. I'm just looking up the message. She said Hamilton. Tell Jax to make a pit stop. So I don't know what the place is. She didn't tell me. But
I go to Hamilton a lot.
It's where the Tiger Cats play. Yeah,
so here's here's the thing. It's just bread and cheese, and then stuffing, and then cranberry sauce on top of it.
No cranberry sauce, and I'm down.
It actually looks really, really good. Now, we talk about Hamilton here a couple of times because Jax has a friend in Hamilton.
I do.
That friend just had a very healthy baby.
Yes.
Aw, congratulations.
Yeah. So amazing. And the baby's so cute.
She's perfect.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we humans look a little alien-like in their first few days.
It's not good.
This kid's cute.
Very cute.
Now, here's the problem. And you know Jax as the best person on this show. Genuinely the nicest, kindest, most empathetic.
Thank you.
Right, TJ?
I think
that's fair characterization.
I think people would say that about me, but yeah, we'll give it to Jax.
So Jax told us today that she's jealous of the baby.
Okay.
She's jealous. She is jealous, and she's a little bit, she's struggling to adjust.
I am. It's
kind of like the family pet. Now,
we really love to showcase moments when Jax isn't a great person. Because it happens so few and far between, you know?
Okay, Jax, why are you jealous of a five-day-old?
Okay, so she's been my best friend of 30 years.
Right.
Best friend in the whole world. We've done everything together. Every life experience we've had together. We've seen it all. You know, the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations of life.
Nova Scotia to Toronto.
She was out west. Yeah, we were like, we've been in every part of each other's lives. And I love her so much. Best friend Emma, I love her so much. But now this baby is getting in the way of things that I like to do with Emma.
Like, what do you like to do?
Like, I like to, like to text all day and gossip.
Yeah, can't do that with a baby.
Can't do, she's busy. And when I get a response from her, it's usually instantaneous. Can't do that. We can't go out whenever we want to anymore. We can't eat at restaurants, chill. We can't chat on the phone all day, every day. As I'm saying this, I'm making it sound.
She's
got to
feed that kid every two hours.
I know how needy.
Physically, it has to. Okay.
Can't. She's got to text Jax.
I know.
Sorry, baby.
What am I going to do when I want to talk about the person in high school that I haven't talked or seen in 15 years? Like, what am I going to do when I want to gossip about that?
And this is, you could tell Jax is saying this with a bit of humor and self-awareness.
Yeah.
But this is legitimate. You miss your friend.
I do. And it's true. It's not like I'm like, oh, that baby. But I'm like, everything has changed now. Like, the dynamic of best friend Emma and I of 30 years has changed. Like, nothing will be the same. And rightfully so, she has a baby. But it's like, it's one of those moments where you're like, huh, and I miss her.
It's about setting new traditions. Because I remember before Adam had Everly.
Yeah.
Adam and I would go out.
Had Everly.
Before Adam and I had Everly.
Yeah.
We would hang out all the time.
Yep.
Late nights.
Yep.
Have a few beers.
Yep.
And then Everly stormed her way into our lives. And she's our little best friend. But now you just have to bring Everly to the bar with us. And she sits there while Adam and I eat.
That's right. Yeah,
and
she gossip does. She's amazing. Yeah.
I knew that's where the advice was going, is bring the baby to the bar. So I don't know if I'm going
to bring the baby to the bar. It's a country music song. By the way, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
And you are not going to like this. You are no longer Emma's best friend.
I know.
And I
know,
I think that's the reality here right now. Her best friend is that kid. When that kid is 18 or 13, actually, because let's be honest, and that kid hates her mom because that's the way it works, Then you guys can go back to being best friends. But for the next decade and a half, probably, you no longer have your best friend.
I know, and it made
me
bummed.
So here's the question. 999-999-4168-729-999. How does Jax adjust? What do we do here?
I'm going to have my own kids sooner than planned, and I'm going to fight her back. Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to baby back.
Yeah.
Can I read this text to 705? What? From the 647 that came in. Ask the baby to join the group chat. If she can't, she's eliminated from the girl gang. The tribe has spoken. Put the baby in their place.
That's what I like.
It's true. Like WhatsApp baby. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Convenience stores are calling on the Ontario government to let them sell booze. This is from the Convenience Industry Council of Canada. They want flexibility with selling beer and wine at local convenience stores. And their idea is that 100% of the beer, wine, and coolers are all made in Ontario.
Wow.
They think it's a better way to get more business after the pandemic, which of course made things a little bit difficult. I mean, we see it in grocery stores. I can't really see why they won't eventually do this, but we tend to drag our feet with stuff like this. The ideal workplace has these three things, according to a survey of probably like 18 workers, according to the surveys I normally find. You need a nice selection of plants, lots of bright colors, and decorative stationery. That means your pens, notepads, and office supplies aren't just there for you to use. They're there to make the space look cool.
I like that.
You do like a nice plant, Jax.
I do like a nice plant. I like when I keep them alive.
Yeah.
Which seems to be harder.
You also love following plant accounts on Instagram from artists that we play on Virgin Radio.
That's true.
Which artist is that, by the way?
Tegan and Sarah. Where does the good grow?
The next fashion trend is clothes that don't exist, by the way. There are now digital fashion stores that sell digital outfits that the store simply photoshopped into a customer's photos or videos for them to be posted on social media. The idea being is like, why would you spend all this money on an outfit if you can barely see your friends anyway? Just spend a little bit of money and you can get them photoshopped onto you and then everyone will see them.
I hate that so much.
So I guess I get it, but and I think influencers will do this en masse, but there's something about wearing it and being out and feeling seen, mm-hmm. right? Who doesn't want to feel sexy from time to time? Do you know what I mean?
It's about feeling it. Like, I want to feel good enough. Yeah. Outfits are usually for me, not other people.
Mm. No, I disagree. I'm tired of feeling sexy.
Yeah?
You know, like, I just...
It must be hard in all that H&M.
I was going to say, he's got his H&M flower shirt on today, so he's...
Hold on. Let the sexy man talk.
As the sex icon on the show, it's just exhausting. You know, like, I have to really consider...
His back hurts from carrying us.
Is that what I waited to hear?
Do you know how appealing it is to be 6 foot tall, 90 pounds, can't pick anything up without sweating, high hips, legs that don't stop?
Okay.
Someone save me.
Okay. Are you done? Is this trending done? All right.
Now
you have an accurate description of TJ. Congratulations
to
you.
The sex icon.
Something that's probably more important in your life is getting $5,000 into your bank account, which we can help you out with. We have another keyword for you for $5,000 a day, so you can win on Monday. That's in just over an hour with Shannon Burns.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.